wonderful time at Victoriaville Music Festival. I'm still very, very high from that experience. But, of course, all the time I was thinking and wondering how things were going last week while I had a dupe co-host, Mike Hansen. How did Mike do last week, Bob?
Well, he did okay up till 6 o'clock, and all of a sudden we had some extra slack minutes. Mike panicked. The Pink Force just grabbed him because we didn't see Tom Gibbon around.
Mm-hmm.
So that meant we could have talked and gotten more slack out for minutes. Not even Christine was around with Entertainment Lofting, so that I said, let's continue talking. He says, no, Tom's here. He says, Tom's here. And I didn't believe that because I knew there was something wrong with Mike. He suddenly changed, probably because we've been listening to 22 minutes of the Staying stuff, drum and tape, which can do it.
To the uninitiated, it can be a wipeout.
They get duped, even though they come in with the right attitude. So he claims that Tom is out there. So I knew he wasn't, so I checked. Tom wasn't out there. And so there was a standoff. I caught Mike lying on air.
Mm-hmm.
And he sort of, just saved face, he just relied on the Pink mask and said, let's go off and put a listing on.
Yeah.
So Mike was okay up to the last minute, but we had a chance for a couple more minutes to slack, and
he duped out.
He just couldn't carry the ball. You know, I guess he'd only conditioned himself from 5:30 to 6.
So it's one of Mike's weaknesses. He's a good guy and everything, but he's a dupe.
But he's a Mike that works.
Yeah, a Mike that works.
So if you were there, Mike, we could have had another 2 minutes slack.
We would have gone over. I mean, another minute worth of slack is like...
I know.
Let's think of an analogy that's quaint.
Well, it's about 10 times better than the harmonic Bob Virgin's.
Oh, that's easy to do.
Because that was stretched over a period of time, whereas 2 minutes is so intense, it's atomic.
It's a bombardment.
Yeah, it was just intense.
Concentrated. Well, it was good to see your smiling face and your nodding head once again.
You feeling good from the Victoriaville?
I'm feeling great. It was a good, good time.
It really did happen? Yeah. There was a festival?
It was a beautiful festival.
Oh, I
musicians
thought...
coming together, people. It was, probably the closest I'll ever get to a Woodstock, Bob.
Bobstock, you mean.
Bobstock. I'm thinking of the other festival.
Yes.
And so it was a bit of a, I was a little bit down coming out. I went driving down the 401 and down the Don Valley Parkway and...
putting on the urban environment again was too much.
I had a horrible headache that night and I couldn't sleep and I tossed and turned and had horrible dreams.
Oh, geez. Well...
feeling a little better.
It was appropriate that Mike Hansen was on last week because of the Battle of the Harvest Moon anniversary, I thought my gang had set it up, Victoriaville, to get you off the air. I mean, I thought maybe more appropriate that Mike Hansen be here last week, so I faked this Victoriaville phenomenon to get you out of town.
No, but it happened.
It did happen, eh?
It was legit.
A lot of people covering for me, because, I mean, if you'd come back and said there's nothing happening there, Bob, you knew that I would have been part of that.
I would have
been covered. They covered for me.
Yeah.
Okay, do you want to talk about something?
Yeah, why don't you hit me with a topic, because I really have nothing to say. We could talk about Judge Bork, but I think
that's
still ongoing, and that's not really, it's too heavy right now. It's like syrup.
Bork is a corporate dork, right?
Let's leave it at that.
All right, so a topic.
You said you had something to talk about. So.
Yeah, I think I'd like to explain the larger mission of Bob, since Bob represents many dimensional energies, the astral, the causal, the mental plane, as well as the physical plane. Now, certain development by man under the Bob energy has created an extension of the central nervous system via electricity as an environment. Now, what this did, it created a new nature. Now, traditionally, within the old nature, you have the physical plane and the inner planes, which are largely invisible. And the old Bob forces used to be experts, shamans of the invisible world. Well, now, but a new nature, a new invisible electric world has gone around the old nature, which includes both the physical and the invisible of old nature. First effect is you have a lot of panic on the inner plane and inner plane people trying to communicate and hold on to the old physical dimension, hence the phenomenon of channeling and psychic battle that goes on all over the place now.
Now, you refer to the old Bob forces. Are you referring to the people down in Dallas?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
And, going back thousands of years, they are the people working behind Staying. They work with me, but they couldn't adjust to the new change, to the new nature, the electric invisible environment. So the reason I'm campaigning for the secret government and why I have to go into the invisible electric world, I don't have to worry about the old invisible nature, the old stomping grounds of the old shaman realities. those are now merging with the physical plane in an attempt to hold the energies, those old energies, together as the new electric energy, the new invisible environment, is externalized all around us. So what we have basically is the old inner plane is now on the outer plane, all right, under electricity. It is outside and around and not part of the old inner plane, natural version, the nature version. Electric environment is the new nature. So I'm not going into trying, I'm just going to pause here, just see where this leads. Because the old hierarchies of the old nature and the old invisible nature were the influences behind the anti-Bob religions and the anti-Bob priestly hierarchies, those are have no way of interacting with this new electric environment. So the anti-Bob forces have moved in to hijack and create a new astral plane. Can you imagine this? A new astral plane, which used to be the invisible part of the old nature. You got that? Now, it is externalized, so the space colonies and the computer electronic surveillance environment is the new astral hierarchy. But it's on the physical plane, because the electric environment is that new astral system if it's hijacked by a bureaucracy. And the only way to bring that into harmony with the old nature and the old invisible forces, which are merging with the old outer physical plane, is Bob in the interval between the old invisible plane and the new invisible plane, which is electronic surveillance.
Is there any other option other than yourself? Are you the only link between the old and the new?
Yes, because I'm the only one who can handle the incredible powers that the new nature has, which none of the shamans, none of the Carlos Castanedas or any of these psychic guys, they aren't dealing with the new invisible environment. Joyce did it with Finnegan's Wake, but that was a last effort. So with that knowledge, I can orchestrate the new inner hierarchy that's being built as fast as possible while the dupes and the pinks are distracting and being distracted by the old invisible plane via psychic behavior. Now, psychic behavior has its place, but it doesn't. The power it had under the new psychic environment, the psychic ecology of the electric world.
Well, if I can ask a typical sort of pink, naive, dupe question, why then would conceivably anyone not want to vote for you if you have that connection? I guess, again, the people who are still within the old frame.
Well, they would not want to vote for me because they wouldn't understand task before all of us. If we want to keep at least a subgenius line going and keep the anti-Bob forces, see, this is the opportunity to bypass the anti-Bob hierarchy that's been around for so long in man's history.
I'd like to just share a little story with you, if I could, just to interject. It really doesn't have a lot to do with what you're talking about, but
it was invoked.
But why should we change now? The story has to do with a couple of dupes, actually. Maybe you could call them pinks. I think maybe pinks would be more appropriate.
Anyway, Pink Floyd.
I won't use their last names, but there's Pink Philly, and Pink Philly went into a bookstore to buy the subgenius book. Without anyone's approval. I know, but let me finish the story just for a second. So Pink Philly goes in and buys the book, picks it up, goes to pay for it, and realizes she has no money. So the storekeeper, who himself is of course a dupe because he's carrying the book, looks at her and says, "Praise Bob." Well, Philly dupe says, "I'll be back. I'll pay for it later." So she goes out to the street, runs into a friend, and explains to her friend what she's doing. Her friend then goes back with her after she gets the money, and he too buys a copy of the book. So we have Pink Philly and Pink Dupe friend both buying books. Can you imagine that sort of multiplying effect?
I mean, age is a problem. This is really vital.
Imagine if they bumped into three or four other people. It would just multiply. And, of course, the bookstore, you know, clerk just saying, "Praise Bob, that's all. Give me your money, praise Bob." Anyway,
Gimme Bob is the most powerful subconscious force. I mean, the Jungian archetypes have nothing compared to the Gimme Bob archetype that is just having a field day today.
Oh, they're running amok. And I find that, a very local story, a very central story, because this is Toronto. Well, take Toronto and multiply it by every city, every small little environment, and we're in trouble. And
Well, no. The reason I'm giggling through this story, Mike, is that this is no problem for bi-level. Mm. I mean, as long as I'm on the air, they haven't got a chance. They could make billions of dollars out of... Stan could make a lot of money out of that book, but he can't do nothing without me. So it'll peter out. It's self-liquidating.
Yeah.
I think we should point out the pinkness of that activity and, you know, satirize it on air in passing. But let's not be distracted from the larger psychic ecological management that I have to be involved in.
Well, it's 20 to 6. Maybe we should run this week's tape.
Yeah, and this is Bob versus the Yakutisma. They actually have a subgenius word on the tape there. And there was somebody who called last week who probably lost their slack because the address of subgenius, but it wasn't on the tape. So I don't usually remember it. So that person, if they're listening today, call back after 6. And we'll...
This subgenius media barrage tape, Bob, is copyright 1982 by the Subgenius Foundation.
Dear friends, that was the time when sales was the best game to be in, and Bob was the best at it. He sold the biggest sales of all time, the biggest sales swindle. Now, some people call it swindle. If they were with a conspiracy, then you know as well as I know that Bob did it for our own good, so that we might have a piece of the action later on with the next.
I can see how people can be easily swayed by that high level of emotion and energy.
Well, a lot of those live church meetings are good because I was there. Then that's before 1982 when I left. There are times the rants aren't as good, but that last one, that sale I made in the 50s,
yeah.
When I sold fluoride to the government, I mean, Buck and Stang and Drummond are correct. They're celebrating the greatest sales of all time, the sale of the fluoride, because it killed a lot of teeth in the pink's mouths.
Mm.
It was a goal, and it gave us the funds to create the massive movement we have now as a diversion, because I am the only member of the church, and what I do is what counts. So, as usual, we're propping up the media, from visual to acoustic to tactile, to distract every dupe in the global theater of panic. Now, Mike, got a few minutes? I want to just check what you absorbed.
3 minutes, yeah.
Okay. What was I telling you about? I want you to recapitulate what I told you about the new invisible nature, the new astral system, and then I can maybe correct it, your response, or maybe praise you for being insightful.
Well, I hate being put in this position, but I can try.
Yeah.
Well, you are essentially a link between the old and the new.
The old what?
The old system, the old electronic...
No, that's the new.
The new. The new is the new electronic hierarchy. Is that right? Because the hierarchy is being built...
Externally.
At a rapid level, I might add.
Yes. Well, it's been built.
Yeah.
It's a matter of making it known.
And you are the only person who can bridge between the old and the new. Otherwise, the dupes, the pinks, as it were, are subjecting themselves to maintaining the old order. And not to move on to the new order.
Right, that's right. They are getting all involved in discoveries in the old invisible nature, the old psychic stuff.
And this is why at some point people should vote exclusively for you into the Secret Council, because you are the only person who can make that bridge.
Yes, the only one who can see the resonating interval, as Linus Pauling explained in his book he put out in 1939. The resonating interval is the key to the bond in all nature. And especially the new nature, the electric nature. And that resonating interval is forever. It's tactility itself. And only I can operate within the tactile resonating interval, maintaining all my faculties and wits and senses.
Where did the term Yakutisma come up in that tape? Did it?
It didn't come up, but you could feel it. They're trying. You heard a few monstrous, like, a bit of chaos was going on in some of their meetings. Well, that was, he's trying to impart the attack on a meeting by the Yakutisma force, which is a spin-off of Eris. Now, Eris is the anti-Yahweh One force. Bob works for Yahweh One for now, and Eris has his own soldiers, and one of them is Yakutisma, which are always trying to hassle my work because I represent Yahweh One.
So are they like a spin-off of the church then? Are they... How would you describe them?
They're forces that are beyond what Spain and... See, that's where the tape is a pink tape, because he's using the title of Yakutism and trying to portray the danger of Yakutism.
To draw attention away from the church.
Yeah, and it's nowhere near that. It can't be expressed. Only I can handle the Yakutism attacks. And when the Exodus come to hijack the astral system, remember, it's a new astral system that's being made. You know what an astral system is? It's the old invisible psychic levels.
Yeah.
They are now being externalized.
Okay, okay.
That's the new nature.
Will this come out more in this tape, the concept of the Yakutizma?
I haven't heard the tape. I can see Stang's pink attitude, pink mind working, trying to edit the concept together, and he just lost.
He's a sick and perverse man, and I feel perhaps now a threat to... I see now, you know, as the months have evolved, the importance of slagging slang as often as possible.
Now, do you see, what did you just say, slagging slang?
Yeah, it's the plan.
Stanging?
Stanging slang.
Yeah, the sting, what sting, right? Now...
We've got to wrap things up.
Okay, just that, do you notice how I'm reacting to these tapes, you know, you're here watching me, and you can see that I'm responding to certain parts of the tape because they are accurate tapings of previous sessions with me. And you could, what words do I possess when I'm bobbing about here?
Well, there's a lot of energy. It's as if your body has been transformed to another level of... It is excitement in a way. I sense a lot of excitement. Just as if something is triggered in your brain. A few words, a phrase, a moment that... It's like you can recall certain moments of your childhood.
That's what Tom... When Tom didn't... You didn't see Tom. He was watching me and he said... He gestures and mimes. I remind him of a five-year-old who needs to pee.
Yeah, that's a good analogy, yeah. Okay, so the childhood thing perhaps is relevant.
Yeah. Okay, that's it.
That's it for today, because Tom is there, and look out. And thanks very much. My name is Michael Dyer. I'm a dupe, Pink, and I'm your dupe, Pink, for the week every Wednesday, 5:30 to 6, the Church of the Subgenius. The man sitting across from me is J.R. Bob Dobbs, who has resurfaced in Toronto and who is shaking the city to its foundation.
You're doing a good job, Mike, and praise Bob.
Thank you. See you next week.